It's not that unusual when someone catches a record-sized fish in Vermont. In fact, the Fish and Wildlife Department, which tracks the sizes of 41 species of fish in Vermont, says 15 new record catches have been documented since 2010. What is unusual is when the fish is practically as big as you are. We were amazed to see a photo of 11-year-old Chase Stokes of Ferrisburg holding the record carp he caught. The fish weighed 33.25 pounds and was 40 inches long. Fish and Wildlife folks say they believe Chase is the youngest Vermont big fish record holder, and he joins us now to talk about it. Chase, thanks for being on Vermont Edition.
Thank you.
The fish was just certified as a record by the state, but you caught it in April in Otter Creek in Panton. What were you fishing for at the time?
We were just fishing for really anything that was going to bite.
So tell us about what it was like to catch it.
It just felt so good. When I hooked into it, I knew I had a giant fish on. I didn't know what it was, but I knew it felt big. And once I saw it, I knew it was something giant.
Was it hard to land? Did you have any help?
I didn't have any help pulling it in. The only time I did have help is netting it.
So how hard was it to pull that fish in?
It felt like I had a giant tree branch on the end of me.
How does it feel to have a state record?
It just feels so great.
Have friends responded, and what have they said about your record?
They said that, wow, that is ginormous.
So what did you do with the fish after you caught it?
Since it's a state record, we were going to release it, but we had to keep it, so we're going to get it mounted.
Oh, that's fantastic. So it's not been mounted yet?
No.
Have you decided where you're going to put the carp once it's mounted?
Well, at first, for a couple of years, we're going to put it down in rack and reel. And then after that, I'm not really sure where we're going to hang it up.
How often do you go fishing? How long have you been fishing for?
I've been fishing since I was 1.5. Mostly every day I'm with my dad, at least.
Now, can you remember anything about when you were like 1.5 or 2 years old or 3 years old fishing?
Yeah, when I was 1.5, I caught my first fish, and it was a yellow perch, and yeah, I thought that felt hard.
Why do you like fishing so much?
I just love it. It's really fun. It's one of my things I love to do.
What is it that you enjoy when you get out there and you're fishing and casting and pulling in fish?
Well, you're getting exercise, you get to see all these different times, different things of fish, all these different times that you're out there, what it's like, just being out in the outdoors.
You've earned a Master Angler Award from the state for catching 5 or more species of Vermont fish that exceeded the minimum length in a single year. In fact, in 2015, you caught something like 18 species, and a number of them were trophy size?
Yes.
What is your secret?
I don't really have a secret. It's just going to all these different spots and trying something new. Maybe trying worms, maybe trying lures, maybe trying crayfish, just minnows, maybe anything.
And you just do spin casting, no fly fishing yet?
I have done some fly fishing, yes.
Tell us about like how you pick out a favorite fishing spot.
How it looks, how many times have you fished there, and how many fish you've ever caught there, how big are the fish, how small are the fish, is there a ton of bait fish, then that might lead to some more predator fish.
Do you keep track of what you've caught and where?
When it's like a really good spot, that's when I keep track of it. If it's like an okay spot, I might. It depends where it is.
Have you done all your fishing in Vermont?
Yeah.
So is there a place you'd love to go fish that you hope to visit someday?
I really want to go to Maine and try fishing there.
And why is that?
I've just seen all these giant fish come out of there. I've seen people show us pictures. They were down in Maine, and they're catching all these giant fish, and I just always wanted to go there.
Do you ever go out fishing on a boat, or are you mostly doing it from shore?
My dad has a canoe. And sometimes we'll go out in the canoe and fish for, like, bass and northerns. And I have gone out on a charter once on Lake Champlain. And I've also gone out deep-sea fishing once for striper bass.
How was that?
It was awesome. But all of the striper bass I caught 2. And they fought really hard. One of them was a quarter inch under, and one was an inch under, but they fought really hard. And when I went out on the lake, we caught a ton of lake trout, and I caught one big one, and it just felt ginormous. And I thought I had, like, a ginormous thing of weeds on the end of it.
Who's the better fisherman in the family, you or Dad?
Well, I can sit right next to my dad, and then he won't catch anything, and I'll be catching the fish, so I'm going to go with me.
Again, I've got to ask you one more time, what is the secret to why you're so good?
Because my dad taught me.
That's a very political answer. Well done.
Thank you.
So you hunt as well?
Yes.
Have you brought anything home yet while you're hunting?
Yes, I've gotten some deer, I've gotten some squirrels, and some ducks. And a turkey.
And you're 11 years old, right?
Yep.
Just want to make sure of that. Do you have any other goals as a fisherman or hunter?
I really want to get a buck, and I really want to, I really want to catch a world record fish.
All right. You've only had state records so far.
Yep.
Chase Stokes is 11 years old and recently caught a record 40-inch carp. I want to thank you for talking to us, and congratulations on your record, Chase.
Thank you.